You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to my podcast. This is Daniel Coy, at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram. Today we are going to be talking about work or play. Yes, that is how I look at it. I'm either working or I'm playing. And sometimes the line between work and play becomes very, wishy-washy. Because I love my job so much that I will work 24/7 until the job's done. So that can do a huge toll on you professionally, on you personally, on any relationship you ever had. So don't even think. If you want to get into the beauty industry, like the entertainment beauty industry, good luck. you will be sacrificing a lot for your career. You know, as I'm even talking about this podcast right now, you know, I'm in my king bed, all alone on my side, doing the law of attraction, trying to make some room for people so I can, you know, attract them into my life. Yep, we're going on year, I think it's 11 now for this, so, I'll let you know how it goes. So yeah, that working and playing, I know there's a better mix where there could be, you know, you want to have fun, party, be like everybody else, go out, have drinks and all this. But, you know, as an entrepreneur, we are always hustling. Like, we need to make that coin. We need to make that money. Whatever it does is we, at the end of the month, who's going to pay those bills? Not that night out. Definitely not. You know, like, I'm... Why don't they see you at the club? Why don't I see you at the bank? You know what I mean? Like, it's just so sad. Oh my God, it's just so sad. But you do need to take some you time. I know if I watch one more cocky, stuck up, I've done everything, I have a plane, I have a boat, I have it all, it's a little much. But for me, it's kind of like, I can't really say that I play that much. Like, I'll do like a lavish like night out, like at a hotel, you know, get the deluxe room and like splurge some money on me and whatnot. And that's what I've done. You know, I try to treat myself to massages in between things, you know, do something for me at least. You know, I live alone. I live alone in my apartment / studio / creative center / empire builder. And it's a lot. It's so much. You know, I have I'm starting to get some great people on my team. once again, it's really hard when you don't have tons and tons and tons of cash flow to hire people or to get them up and running. You know, you're literally doing it yourself, you know, and then the ventures that don't work out, you have to figure out how you're going to pay back your investors. You know what I mean? And they're hunting down your door and like anything, you know, I mean, to make a dollar, you know, if they're paying, I'm staying, you know, so yeah. So most of my life is more work than play. Recently, I have been wanting to do a little bit more. I don't want to say play because that's kind of like too much for me. Like, unless I do like a all-expensive trip in like Bora Bora or something, that will really help keep morale really good, I think. But you never know. You never know. A year from now, I may be doing this podcast on my new yacht. Maybe not a yacht, maybe more like a bungalow with AC, overlooking the water, you know, have a couple dolphins, like, but yeah, it'll be fun, like, having, building your building blocks to get to you where, one more time, to create your building blocks so that you can have them so they actually bring you up to your next level. And leveling up, ooh, you know what, that's going to be the next leveling up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But guys, don't forget to post on, like, in the comments, or send me a direct DM or something somewhere, anywhere. I really need some more topics to talk about, because as you can see, I am pulling them out of my butt. And I want you guys to learn more. You know, I mean, I can talk about wig construction and I think it's more of a, like, you're just going to go watch the video on YouTube. You know what I mean? So, hit me up at daniel@danielcoy.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook, Daniel Coy Official as well. Where else? And then the Wig Hackers. Make sure you join Wig Hackers. That's where all the meat and potatoes just happen. You know, I'm doing this huge way to this doc, this education platform that I'm creating is huge, like wig overload. You know how when you walk into like a, oh my God, I love them, the African-American stores that have all those wigs, and there's just, they're everywhere, and it's just like, okay, maybe not the limits, but like, you're just like overwhelmed, and there's just so many, and you don't know what style you want to create. Well, that's what this is, except it's all education. It's education focused to help bringing you a better life so you work smarter, not harder. And you fucking know how to do it. Boop. Once you know how to do it, you can bend the rules and you can make it even worse. Boop. Well, worse is wrong word. Make it even better. Ding. So thank you so much for listening to me this long, and stay tuned for the next one. All right. Yeah, let's talk about it. Toots magoots.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.